Between politics, taxes, and the wayward stock market, many folks are stressed out. And while we have always known that stress can do a number on your body, a new study has come out saying it could destroy your brain, leading to depression and possibly memory loss. This week on The Doctor's Inn, we stress the dangers of stress and look at potential ways to get it under control. Dr. Mark Rabinowitz is the founder of Southampton-based Prevention First Healthcare, and Dr. Mark can be reached at 215-PREVENT or online at 215prevent.com. We're joined right now by Dr. Mark Rabinowitz. And Dr. Mark, many of us allow ourselves to get stressed very easily, but we're not aware of the dangers of stress. Is it true that it can cause such issues and heart ailments and fertility problems? And how can our everyday stress cause something so serious?
Well, stress has been known to adversely affect the human body for quite a long time. The mechanism by which it does it is really open to question. There was a recent study done in a neurological journal that put mice under stress, and when they did testing on the mice afterwards, they found out that it was a large degree of inflammation that was leading to the stress, and when they were able to use anti-inflammatory drugs, it would reverse the stress, and in the case of the mice, it caused memory loss and depression.
So what are the easiest and most effective ways to control stress?
Well, people have to look at what actually is the source of their own personal stress. Is it work? Is it in family relationships? Is it their health? And then once you begin to identify what the sources of your stress are, you can then begin to attack that. One of the ways is trying to always keep a positive attitude, to surround yourself with, either positive CDs, listen to positive messages, listen to music. You can practice relaxation techniques or breathing techniques. Yoga is actually something that's become incredibly popular. It's been around for, for many, many years. But when I prescribe yoga programs to people, they come back and say, this is just unbelievable how well they feel.
So what role then does nutrition play when it comes to maintaining a stress-free lifestyle? Obviously, things like yoga, the physical exercise can help out, but how does the nutrition, herbs and vitamins, where does that fit in?
Well, a lot of times people eat too much sugar and caffeine, and what will happen is that can give you sort of a temporary rush or high, and then it's always followed by a crash. And by avoiding, too much sugar or getting your sugar in the form of complex carbohydrates like vegetables, apples, things like that, the sugar gets released much more slowly. And also when people are under stress, they eat in an unhealthy fashion. They're eating fast foods or, too many sugary things or sodas.
What are some warning signs that you may need to seek medical attention regarding your stress levels?
Well, that's an excellent question. There are lots of people that come in with physiological problems, so they'll come in shaking. They will be unable to sleep. They'll feel their heart racing or their heart's coming through their chest. They'll have, sometimes they have suicidal ideations. And when people have symptoms like that, they should definitely see their physician right away.
So for people who basically live in a tense environment, a stressful environment, how can we proactively manage our stress levels?
Well, you can exercise, certainly. I think certainly getting sleep, getting 7 or 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, not going to bed with the television set on, regular physical activity. And I preach this to every person I come in contact with. It has to be scheduled. It's not going to just happen. You have to make the time for it. You have to make the time to learn about how to eat properly. You may think you know what you're doing, but most people really don't. And you need to make habit changes and proactively. And these are small changes done over time, and certainly to see your doctor.
For more information on Prevention First Healthcare and to schedule a free 30-minute consultation, call 215-PREVENT or go online, 215prevent.com. Join Dr. Mark tomorrow at 12:30 as he discusses the danger of stress with Pat Wandling on Speak Your Peace. Dr. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.